Hello?
Hi, Michelle. It's Sonia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My husband is here with us, so just so you know, he's listening to our conversation.
All right. Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good to hear that. Okay. Michelle, I provided you the resolution on Friday, with the breakdown of the total amount that you've paid and the one that was owed. And I also provided you the final answer from the finance department, which was not agreeable for you, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So we are looking at 100% refund. That's your proposal, right?
Yes, just I would like to end this.
Okay, perfect. All right, just to be sure, if we are going to move forward with 100% refund, you will not be authorized to use any files that we have worked on, okay? So whatever you had before you initiated the process, that is what would you have the ownership for. So the compilation
of
my
files, illustrations, mm-hmm. my illustrations, my cover, and my manuscript.
That's correct. Your cover needed a slight adjustment, and we actually adjusted the trim size, so you cannot use the adjusted file. Secondly, the compiled file that we provided you, the final file that you've just approved last week, you will not be authorized to use that as well, since you're getting 100% refund. You agree with that?
No, I don't want any of your files.
Okay, perfect. All right, that sounds great. And lastly, since you have reported us to Better Business Bureau, can you take down the review so we can initiate the refund?
I will. Once I have my money back, that's how I cancel. I have to go online, fill out the form that you provided me back the money, and then I can cancel it.
Okay, there is an issue with that, Michelle. I've done that with two of my past clients, and you know what they did? They, as soon as they got their refund, they stopped responding, they blocked my number, and the review stayed right there despite the fact that they got their refund. So my
This is not a review.
It's a complaint.
This is not a review. I filed a complaint to get my money back. And then it's not on any place for anybody to read right now. It's sitting on their desk waiting for me to get my refund. And there's a form I have to fill out that if you refund me my money, I put in that you refunded my money, and then it goes away.
Okay.
Not a review.
There is, I completely understand that, and it's a complaint, yes. I just want to correct myself here, and it has happened before. So people take this, and they do not revert the complaints or the reviews that they post. So what
but you have it on your end.
I'm sorry?
You have it on your end. The Better Business Bureau sent you a copy of my complaint.
It's still a complaint.
So you have the opportunity to respond and say that I was paid in full. So I'm not going to take down the complaint, and I'll pursue with the Better Business Bureau if you don't refund my money.
I am already refunding.
You know, I have no reason.
I'm already refunding the amount to you, Michelle. The problem here that I'm facing.
When I get it,
right,
I will take it down when I get the money.
Okay.
I don't trust you guys.
You.
I've been scammed by you. I'm not listening to anything else you have to say. Give me back my money, and I will take down the complaint through the Better Business Bureau. Right now, they are working with me to get my money back.
Okay. Since this is a recorded medium, and you are adamant on moving forward with the refund first and then taking down the review, I need your disclaimer. What are we supposed to do if you do not take your review down after we return your money? What are we supposed to do? Please go ahead and suggest something so that I can put that forth in front of my management. Go ahead.
I'll email you back. I'll send you an email. Once I receive the money back, I will and agree to take down the complaint. You'll have it in writing. So if I don't take it down.
They're not going to do that. It's either you. All right, then. How about this? There are two options right now. First one, I can initiate your refund right now since it's a merchant transfer. It's going to take some time, but I can provide you the confirmation of the refund right away, okay? Once I provide the confirmation, will you be willing to take back the complaint?
A confirmation how?
A screenshot of the amount being refunded from our merchant, and then you can share that with your bank as well. They will confirm that the amount is on the way. It takes about 7 to 8 working days in the reflection time, depending on your bank policies. So the amount will be released from our end, and it will be on the way to you. And that time frame depends on the banking policies, whatever bank you're using. Sometimes the amount reflects immediately. Sometimes it takes 5 to 7 working days. So if I provide information that the funds are released from our end, would you take down the review?
I will take down the review.
Okay.
I told
you
I would take down the review. So what I need you to do is send all this to me in writing. Send all this to me in an email. You will refund me once I take down the complaint through the Better Business Bureau. Put that in writing for me, okay?
Yes, and I would need this in writing as well from your end. Once I send this email to you, you need to acknowledge and confirm that as soon as I provide the confirmation screenshot of the funds being released from our end, you're going to take down the complaint, okay?
Yes, I would like to share this with the Better Business Bureau that you're going to hold my money in lieu of taking down my complaint.
How about this, Michelle?
I'm going to make sure I let them know. I'm going to let them know that you're refusing to give me my refund.
I never once said on the entire call that I'm refusing
to
do this.
You said that the finance company won't give me back my money unless I take down the review. That is exactly what you said.
Michelle, do not put words in my mouth. Do not put words in my mouth, Michelle. If you want to deal with them, you deal with them directly. If I'm willing to provide you a refund, I do not want their interference. Clear. Because we have been scammed by 3 of our customers. They said exactly the same thing. They even provided this to me in writing.
You've
said,
been
what?
Scammed.
We'll provide the review. We'll take down the
complaint. You've got a good pattern going there.
Michelle, what do you want to do? I'm willing to provide
you a refund. I want my money back. I told you already, I have emailed you repeatedly. I cancel this contract, return my money, period. That's the bottom line.
So are you?
And I'm
going to
send that to you in another email, and I'm going
to
send that over to the Better Business Bureau. So I'm going to put that in another email to you that I have insisted that I want this contract canceled and I want my money back. So,
you want to
what
work
you
with
decide
Better
to do with
Bureau,
that information,
me, right? Michelle,
I want my money back.
Or you want to work with me? Because if you're
I'm
going to keep involving them, if you're going to keep involving them, I suggest you take your money back through them. Because I'm offering you a resolution right now. You're putting words in my mouth. I never once said that I'm not returning your money. So please, Michelle, if we can resolve this between us in a civilized manner, I'm more than happy to assist you with that. I'm willing to provide you a refund for that as well. But you can't have it both ways. You need to understand that. You decide.
You're telling me you won't refund my money unless I show you proof that I've ended the complaint. Is that not what you said?
No, I did not say that. I said that I'm providing you a confirmation screenshot for the funds, and I expect you to acknowledge that and mention there that once you receive the confirmation, you're going to take down the review. There's a difference in between that.
Okay, that's fine. Send that to me in an email then, and I will respond accordingly.
Respond accordingly? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you told me that I needed to respond to your email and agree to those terms. So I will do that. I will take down the complaint with Better Business Bureau when you have sent me my money.
Okay.
I will
All right.
check with my bank to make sure it's on the way. Put it in writing and email it to me.
Okay. All right. I'm not initiating a refund now. I'm going to send all the terms to you in writing first. Once you agree on that in writing, then I'm going to initiate your refund, okay? And then I'll share the confirmation.
You just told me that you were going to share a confirmation number with me for my refund.
But you're saying you're going to respond accordingly. So how can I just release it without any final
Am I not supposed to agree with the conditions? That's what you just said.
You need to agree to
that
the conditions.
That is responding accordingly.
You
responding
to,
accordingly.
I've been in customer support for a very long time, Michelle. I understand what respond accordingly means. It's a neutral answer. So I completely understand that. Let me send out an email to you, and I'll call you right back, and then we can, you know, negotiate again. All right?
I don't want to negotiate again. I want to end the contract. End the contract.
I think.
How many times do I have to say it?
Maybe you're not understanding this clearly yourself. You need to hear yourself. You're ending the contract. I'm sending you some terms to agree on, and then once you agree on them, we will initiate the refund. I think that's pretty clear. Ending the contract, that's what it means, right? Correct?
End the contract, yes. Refund my money. I'm done.
Right, right. Likewise, Michelle. Let me go ahead and send you an email. Once you agree to that, we will initiate your refund. Bye-bye.